talk, and then some TNT.
Why can't you wait like everybody else?
What?
You miss your party days?
No, I was just reminded because when Ryan went to the bathroom, there was a happening in the bathroom lights.
I'm sorry. I need to change the bulb. But
change the bulb.
Lighting system. Faulty lighting system. Welcome to the show, everybody.
I know. It's been a while, but we have a life too, you know.
So we missed out on a lot of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
A week.
Yeah. That's all good. So we haven't uploaded an episode in a week.
No, we haven't.
Okay.
I've thought about if it was going to be another week, I would have thought, I was beginning to think of just using...
putting up like an,
like an old
replay.
One. Nah. But actually, I made a compilation of some choice bits, but I'm not sure if I was going to release that.
It was all good. It was well, at least for me, I traveled for things I need to do personally, like family and businesses and things like that. So in fairness, I mean, going along that line where I need to talk about my travels, I finally switched to the nationally recognized airline and not the crappy one.
So you finally saw the light?
Dude, true enough.
Cebu Pacific versus Philippine Airlines. Yeah. Okay.
So true enough. I mean, you know, you'll get to where you're supposed to be going and
on time.
On time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Or, okay. Yeah. You spare like 10 to 30 minutes.
I mean, in fairness.
So this is you vouching for Philippine Airlines. Yeah. And,
okay. No, but you know, to be fair, right, it's cool. Not 100%.
It's but not, but it's way better.
It's much better than the alternative. Better.
So I got there, and then no notices of my flight
being
moved or canceled.
Yeah, canceled.
So it's all good. And I got to do my business with a worry.
But the only thing I don't like,
able to get home. And then when it's time for me to go to the airport to board my flight, the night before, they messaged me like, you can check in.
Yeah, early check-in.
Wait, hold on. So you were not affected by the bomb threat?
No, the notice was all over the Philippines, 42 airports.
42
under
airports.
Consideration.
Correct.
It was okay. The airline has been really good at handling things like that.
Okay, so just in case you don't know, so Ryan was about to board, or was at the airport then, when the notification came out that there was a bomb threat.
Here's the
42
thing, though,
airports are going to be affected.
Changes that I noticed would be you have to take off your shoes.
Again?
Yeah, when there's red alert.
So shoes and belt.
Yeah, shoes and belt.
Okay.
Other than that, it was okay because I got the right airline this time. So the right airline,
so the wrong airline
does
is
the trick. I don't know about the,
you know,
other
what, the only thing I don't like about
loud. So the wrong airline is
Cebu Pacific.
Cebu Pacific. So my my wife is gonna go at the end of the month, and they're gonna go for like this martial arts son's doing next month.
Mm-hmm.
That's all Philippine Airlines, man.
Okay. No, but the only thing I wish they would change about the whole PAL Cebu PAC thing is that every time I take PAL, although I do like the airline, mm-hmm, even if you say that their planes are old, mm-hmm, compared to the Cebu Pacific fleet, because they have newer.
Reliability-wise,
they have newer planes. I have to
Cebu
Pacific.
Reliability-wise.
But it's the thing is, once you get to the terminal, you don't have anything in Terminal 2.
That too. Yeah.
Food-wise amenities, it's just kulang when it's Terminal 2. I mean, a couple of decades ago, Terminal 2 was like with the bomb, compared to Terminal 1 and the old domestic airport. Terminal 2 was like,
put
whoa.
Put it this way, if you take Cebu Pacific, dude, bullying cake apart. Sorry. Why do you even fucking buy tickets?
What's
from
the price difference?
Airline?
Come on. You get a ticket from my.
Well, okay, let's
you
talk
a ticket
about
from my
one
perspective, yes.
One
okay.
way. one way, Cagayan, Manila, you book Cebu Pacific. Depends on how soon you're going to fly out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or how far.
We're talking on the average. You take PAL, you'd probably pay a little over $1,000 more.
Yeah, I'd probably say.
But you get to go home in time for the food that you wanted cooked.
Okay, so here's my question. Here's my question. Are you gonna? Do they try to sell you something on in flight?
What?
PAL? No, they don't.
No, they don't. And they give
you snacks.
I'll take the $1,000.
I'll pay extra.
They leave
for that.
You alone. Mm-hmm. They leave you alone. They give you snacks. They let you choose between water, juice, and coffee.
And coffee.
They
give you a small packet of cookies.
Yeah. So I'll take them. Do that. And
it's an hour flight. How hungry can you be?
I don't mind that if it's not there. I don't even look for it. But the thing is, it leaves on time, and your return flight is intact. And that's what I'm looking for.
I'll pay.
So right now, I've tried this airline again after quite some time with all these promos and the airline overbooking and everything. Right now, it's like, okay, I'm taking PAL, and I'm getting home
relatively.
I'm scheduled to be at home on time. And kabaloy ba kayo mo ng anong ngita kag barato?
Well,
sorry, man.
I'll take $1,000, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, dude? Just save up for a little bit more.
Yeah.
If you plan to travel, you plan it anyways.
That's true.
Forget Cebu Pacific, man. That airline is just a sorry excuse.
That's why they call it a budget airline.
We have another budget airline, by the way. It's Asia.
AirAsia. AirAsia.
Air Asia is a lot better than
Cebu
Pacific.
Yeah, I don't.
Cheaper and better.
But lately,
older planes, but it's okay.
Lately, the thing is, I haven't tried Air Asia lately. I've tried PAL because to be safe. I mean, you know, where would you go if you get fucked up by Cebu Pacific? Previously, you go to PAL.
Yeah, yeah.
To find out if things are better, and now things are better. So I'm there. So, yeah, succeeding flights. I've seen people book their flights. Our future travels are there, and there's no Cebu Pacific anymore. And
what about the experience that you have at the check-in at the airport itself?
Oh, it's way quicker.
PAL,
it's a lot quicker.
Now?
Yeah, Cebu Pacific.
Because when I was there, God.
We were falling in line, and we spent like... Me and my son was at this tournament that he had to be part of, and we had to go home on a rescheduled flight 2 days later. Took us about almost 2 hours to just leave our bags.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing we did with PAL last week, or a week the other week, a week before, and it was not even 20
minutes. 45
minutes? It was not even 20 minutes.
Because
you get to the airport, the pre-dep lounge, if you take the PAL flight, the pre-dep lounge has a duty-free Philippines.
Oh. Yeah, they do.
So if you pay the extra...
You have access?
Yeah. You pay a little bit more because you buy perfumes at duty-free.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's just there.
It's just there.
So we spent, I don't know, man, about $5,000 to $10,000 just buying stuff at duty-free.
Why?
Because
it was there. It was there and the service was better. So that's what I'm talking about. I would have saved
if you're going overseas.
With Cebu Pacific, but
wait, hold on.
Would you want to buy anything if your flight got delayed? You just wanted to get on the plane and just get
exactly.
out.
So you don't have access if you're on Cebu Pacific?
Nope. There's no duty.
No, are we?
No,
there is.
No.
Terminal 3? It's upstairs.
Not the pre-departure where you get settled in everything and you're just there staring at the ceiling and the TV monitors.
The duty-free of Terminal 3 is on where the lounges are for the business class.
Yeah. Pre-departure, it's not there. Have you seen the pre-departure area of the Cebu Pacific?
Yeah.
It looks worse than the worst bar in Cagayan. It's ugly, dude.
Well,
and dark and
a lot of people
and delayed.
Delayed.
And then they take you to a bus to get to your plane. PAL gets you to this air conditioned walkway where you feel like you're Tom Cruise. about to shoot the Dead Reckoning Part 2. So right now, I'm never touching Cebu Pacific. No way, man. I mean, not because of anything, but I'm assured my return flight's not going to get rescheduled.
Well, okay.
I think Cebu Pacific knows that because they got in hot water with
Congress.
With Congress. Yeah. They were saying we're going to work
with you. I think they know about their shortcomings.
They did all this bullshit about we're going to work with you to make things better, but it's all BS. And everybody goes, okay, I got a little bit more extra. Screw you.
But they're
arguing Congress, we're taking pal.
I think they knew about their shortcomings because my brother's flight got moved like a number of times, and they gave him like a voucher for a round trip flight to anywhere.
Screw that. You're still delayed. You still missed a lot. And then they, what is that, like Consuelo de Bobo, we call it, right?
Yeah.
I don't need that shit, dude. I just want to go home. We do have other things that we need to do. That's why we need to get back to where we're supposed to be at any given day.
So lesson
and
for the day.
Not delayed and get like a free round trip, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, dude, Cebu Pacific, if you guys are listening to the podcast right now, it doesn't really work if you give me a round trip ticket because you fucked up my return flight. No, it doesn't work like that because you're not the only person that's got businesses in the Philippines. Most of your passengers have businesses. They can't be late.
They cannot. They
can't afford to be rescheduled.
Bottom line is that.
Yeah.
Bottom line is that.
You're paying the price.
So,
time is money. Money is time.
If you're listening to this show, screw Cebu Pacific. Book a flight with PAL.
Okay, there goes our
sponsorship.
From Cebu Pacific. Okay, so
all the more Cebu Pacific should call us and sponsor the show. It's like, can we turn things around by giving you? Unless you give me a plane, fuck you. screw you, man. You fuck it up every time. I've tried it a lot of times. They fuck it up. That's why I'm with PAL now.
Let's record a show somewhere in. You know,
Turbago or what? Coda Kinabalu.
Coda Kinabalu.
I want to record a show in Sulu.
Sulu, yeah. Tawi, man.
That's what we were worried when we were doing the recording of the podcast, or I think we were having a conversation with Wubi, and then we got the notice about the bomb threat.
Like, oh shit, Ryan's
leaving.
Ryan's leaving.
Yeah, 42 air.
Yeah, the funny thing was a day. Was it a day or 2 days before that email came out?
Mm-hmm.
They had to deplane.
Yeah, there was that was a bomb threat in
Bohol.
Bicol.
It was Bicol
because somebody left like a note that says bomb in the lavatory.
Yeah, on the Cebu Pacific flight.
So they were inconvenienced for a lot of days because of that shit. That's a totally different case.
No, but it just goes to show.
No, should go to hell.
It just goes to show.
Why would you write bomb on inside the lavatory? Exactly. Probably he was referring to his own turd.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Or probably one of those folks who got screwed over because of the ever-changing schedules of the flights. But,
that's pretty cryptic.
It just goes to show that this is how serious they take these things on.
Because
remember that news before? There's this Artista guy who got into hot water because he said bomb on the airport?
Yeah.
Please do tell. In Tagalog?
Huh?
The Artista guy.
Yeah, there was an Artista guy long ago.
Can you remember his name?
I can't remember his name.
God. So what happened?
He said bomb on the on the terminal.
He got booted out of the plane.
He got arrested.
Did he get charged for? Do you know how much it costs for a plane?
And then he goes like, "I was only joking. Why can't I say bomb on the plane?"
No, you can't. No,
what the fucking idiot? He didn't know he was not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to say bomb.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, "What the fuck, dude? Didn't you hear of 9/11?"
It's kind of like these. Sometimes, if I'm bored, I watch these entitled people on YouTube.
The Karens.
The Karens and the Kevins.
The entitled idiots,
The entitled idiots. It's usually the planes that I watch and how these entitled people work. And then, so there's this one that wouldn't get out of first class because mm-hmm. he goes, like, cause I just want to sit here. I don't want to sit at the back because it's too full. Like, yeah, but you didn't pay for it, so you have to go back to your seat. So, yeah, but I don't want to go back. So, long story short, she had to be booted out of the plane. Mm-hmm. As she was taken out, she just shouted, like, I hope your plane crashes.
Yeah.
It just so happens that the door to the cockpit was open.
Yeah.
So the captain got up and he goes, you can't see that. So she's got another charge onto her.
Holy shit.
It was just supposed to be her getting booted out of the plane. Now she's in jail because she said crash.
Yeah.
In a plane.
Exactly.
About to take off. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how airlines.
You have to understand that there's. I know it's free speech and all, but there are just some things that you just can't say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Being a responsible commuter, I guess.
I mean,
passenger.
What do you get out of it?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Just
yeah,
because you can say it. Everyone can say that.
So,
but why would you?
True.
You know that it's not.
Free speech! I'm just kidding. I know.
Free speech! So, yeah, at the end of the day, forget Cebu Pacific.
So they're no the
worst in the Philippines, that's the worst airline. They're the worst airline. AirAsia is trying to be okay. They have a pretty good reputation in Southeast Asia being the top
Malaysian,
budget airline.
Yeah, they're the top budget airline.
It's owned by Tony Fernandez.
I can't remember the last time I took AirAsia and then the guy next to me. Upon landing, when the wheels went down, so mm-hmm. it makes that noise, right?
Yep.
Yep. Right? It makes that
shudder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the guy next to me, who was visibly pale, mm-hmm. turned to me and said, is that supposed to make that sound? I was like, yeah, that's the landing gear. So the next time you're going to be hearing something weird is either if the plane crashes or if the plane successfully lands.
Yeah,
it's going to go... Ch-gook. And then the engines are going to reverse. This is the first time you went on a plane. You said, no. Okay, so, all right, so this is the way it's supposed to sound.
It's crazy, right? But that's those.
Relax.
I've always thought, you know why AirAsia is better? Because their FAs look better. Their FAs look better.
Compared
and
to.
They don't inconvenience me as much as Cebu Pacific. And our friend's kid's
there.
Works there. He's like the image model.
He's
of the
image for the.
That adds to the favor that they get.
Curl.
Compared, what's Curl, yeah.
Yeah. Compared to this crappy airline. I don't know why these guys are still operating. I mean, they're claiming they still have more flights, more.
Well, they are the top budget
crap.
Airlines in the Philippines.
But, dude. They are not doing a good job at living up to.
Well, as a budget reputation. Airline goes. They're not the worst.
What are you talking about?
Do they have a lot of flights going to Cagayan de Oro?
Yeah.
When you say they're not the worst, have you experienced something in the
New York? I haven't experienced it, but I used to work for the airline industry, and sometimes I get myself updated with
Yeah, but it's in Vanuatu or
no.
Zimbabwe and places like that.
You get horror stories from like...
PAL?
No, not PAL. Ryanair, when it comes
exactly,
to Europe.
Exactly, which is doesn't...
Yeah, what I mean is services compared.
Yeah.
We pale in comparison to Ryanair. It pales in comparison to some flights that happen mm-hmm. with Southwest, mm-hmm. you know.
So there's still a way something to work on. Like be better than AirAsia and PAL.
Yeah.
Or be at least at par with these
Just
guys.
Just don't go the route of Ryanair.
Yeah, that too. But
I mean, if you're going to be budget airline, aim high, like aim like Scoop or something.
Don't go the way of Cebu Pacific.
No, I mean they're not. Like, they're bad here in the Philippines. It's a given, but they're not as bad as
the other budget airlines in other countries.
Yeah,
I get that.
I'm not
the thing is, I'm in
that.
The Philippines.
That's the thing.
In my route, they're the worst.
Yeah,
even. At the time when we had other players in the market, they were still the worst. So
yeah, and we had Grand Air before. Remember that?
Even their FAs look ridiculous with their outfits. I mean, what is up with that? Dress up like
just one or two, probably.
Yeah, I know one or two were.
No wonder back in the day, like a lot of years back, having gone out FAA from Cebu Pacific, but I did with other airlines because of that. Their uniform is not nice until now. Why is that? Can you tell me that, Booby?
I don't know. When I met her.
Like today.
When I met her.
You look at an Air Asia FAA and a Cebu Pacific FAA. Look at their uniforms today.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. There you go. Yes, my
Yeah, but when I met that FA friend of mine, she
Your
was
FA
not
friend is from
Cebu Pacific.
And you went out with her?
Yeah, for a while. And but
because
she wasn't
not
in uniform.
Of her outfit?
She wasn't in uniform.
Later you find out she's an FA.
No. From the onset,
she goes, was with everybody.
As we were introduced, she goes like, mm-hmm. "Oh, she's an FA for Cebu Pacific." We're like, oh, okay.
And you go, "Ew, what's up with your uniforms, man?"
No, because she looks pretty. And besides, she was in shorts. She was tank top on.
Does she have clean feet?
Very pretty feet. Okay. Not just clean, pretty.
Okay. All right. Most of them don't have clean feet.
And then
in Cebu Pacific.
Oh Jesus!
And
Christ,
then
okay.
We took her. Like I took her.
We took her. You said
and
that.
It doesn't count.
Her friend.
It doesn't count when the male FAs are gay, right? Because it applies to all airlines now.
Oh, no man.
So what I noticed, and
not
we're
all.
Not supposed to say anything about that because of the thing now in 2023, right? So
girl,
if I have an
gay.
Observation. Most of them. Yeah.
90. A lot of them.
Okay, a lot of them is a more interesting observation.
Most guys I know.
70%.
Most guys I know who are FAs are not gay.
Are not gay. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I don't know a lot of guys who are FAs, but most of the one
most
I know.
Most of the guys that you know who are FAs are not gay.
Are not gay, but those I don't know.
Okay, in my case. Most of the FAs I see when I'm on a flight.
That's a different story.
Gay.
That's a different story.
But we're not going to get into that because I get
just,
regular
can't.
Seminars
oh, yeah.
in my job for it and all that.
The sensitivity.
So in passing, we're just going to throw out.
I'm just saying
observation
that most,
there.
Like personally, I don't know of any gay FAs. I don't know them personally.
That's asking.
I know there are a lot.
And then there was one time where I was going to watch Manny Pacquiao fight, but I was on my way to the States.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my stupid timeline ignorance didn't remind me that if I leave at 10 p.m. on a Saturday night, I'm going to reach L.A. at 6 p.m., which is the right time. I only realized that I was going to get there and be able to catch the fight because I was there in L.A., so I was there at 6 p.m., right? And then they fetched me at the okay.
LAX.
Yeah, Tom Bradley.
Tom Bradley. LAX.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck Tom Bradley. LAX. They picked me up. We got to the house. We had dinner. And then the fight starts. And I go, what the fuck? Yeah, wow. Time travel, right? I was like, you know, I gained 3 hours and I was going to be able to watch the fight.
You went back 3 hours.
Yep. So I was on time for the fight. One of the FAs in my flight was at my house watching the fight.
Mm-hmm. Why was he there?
He was friends with a lot of people I know from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I remember this guy. He was on my flight. I go, hey, I saw you earlier. I was like, yeah, dude. He was the only straight guy in that flight. So I remember him. Because everybody was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to give it to Pal,
my
though.
First flight ever to the U.S., I remember because the FA was Mark, our friend. So that was different. I mean, he was with all the tattoos and everything, and I was the only guy who knows that he was painted all over because with the long sleeves and everything.
Yeah.
But the succeeding flights, yeah, until that guy, I was like, you know, on time for the fight, and I was like, okay. And
you got to give it to Pal, though. Their FAs from... that work in economy
mm-hmm.
are way different from the FAs that are.
How different?
Yep.
They're prettier. They're much more. Well, some of them are. Most of them are older because that's mm-hmm. just, you know, seniority.
They've been mm-hmm. doing that
and
for
it takes
time.
A little more training when it comes mm-hmm. to. If you're
more
in business class.
More patience, too. Because
yeah.
people in the business class are eccentric like Booby.
But they're attentive and you actually have no complaints when it comes to.
So stay away from Cebu Pacific.
Okay.
I also had a flight to the U.S.
I don't think Cebu Pacific has business class.
Which is the reason why I should stay away from Cebu Pacific.
It was also a flight to the U.S. where I picked a seat.
No, but you know what? They should.
I ended up having a seat in front of an FA.
Oh, those
best
those
seat in the house.
Those
man.
Jump seats of theirs? Yeah.
Yep. He gave me everything I wanted. Like, you know, who cares if I wasn't in business class?
Was it my
he
first?
Goes, you just tell me what you want. I'll come and get it for you. Can I have champagne? And he goes, dude, do you want a bottle or what? He gave me like
those little small bottles.
Playing cards. He gave me all these little scotch bottles and those, all the paluta he can find on the plane.
Yeah, absolutely. The plastic bottles.
Yep. Yeah. It was crazy. I was like, oh my. I landed at LAX and I was like buzzed and dazed. And like,
see, but I never drink on a plane.
I did.
Dude, I did once.
The plane is
me and
so
my brother
big,
did it once.
It doesn't believe in turbulence or anything. You can drink and get drunk and get sober before the plane lands. That's the best part.
That
just
was
do
me
it
and my brother.
First
me and my
six
brother.
Seven
I think it was our.
Flight.
I think it was our first flight coming home from the U.S. Mm-hmm. coming back home to the Philippines. Our seats were right beside the galley.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, not the one, not mm-hmm. the galley at the back, the galley in the middle, because it was like a 747. And every time they parked that car to theirs, they always ask, can we put it here first? Because
mm-hmm.
We're just going to get stuff.
It's okay, so long as you drop a bottle or two, or you just pick.
And then see, they go like, if you see something you like, you just get
it. Just pick, yeah.
Okay, like, sure. Like, ooh, don't mind if I do. I got a whole bunch of those little Absolut bottles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then me and my brother goes like, okay. So we were drinking the whole time.
Yeah.
What I don't like about the old planes, though, especially the 747s, they didn't have those individual monitors yet mm-hmm. at that time. Because it was like...
Right now, yeah, you have your own TV.
You have your own TV and shit.
So... Yeah, what you do is watch a couple of episodes.
So everybody was like looking up. They were like, okay, you have no choice of the movies.
Exactly. Right now, you can choose your own movies.
Yeah.
In your even buses going to Bukidnon has that.
Oh man, yeah. Have you seen those buses in Japan that where you could lie down? Those overnight buses.
We have
from
that
Tokyo
here.
To Kobe.
We have that here now.
We have it in going to Baguio, mm-hmm. where you can literally lay down.
The one in going to Bukidnon, you have your own TV screen.
Yeah,
you
can
choose your own shows. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and you have restroom where you can.
Yeah, you don't have to go down. Like
you can. Yeah, you can use the restroom, but not doing number two.
No, don't do
number
one.
That's good.
That's fine.
Good.
Yeah,
it's improved a lot.
Works.
Cebu Pacific is the only travel company that sucks big time, and it's 2023.
The buses are improving. Yeah, the buses now are improving.
The buses of the
especially
what?
For going Airport. To oh, going yeah. to going to Davao, going to Bukidnon,
going to Jensan, going to
Baguio.
Yeah, Baguio, especially Baguio.
But Cebu Pacific, it's a sorry excuse of an airline. I mean, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but
they're
something
out,
about that.
They're trying to like you know, it's simple. It's a little bit different. We're trying to just get you to from point A to point
but
B.
Sometimes.
But right now, me having to worry about you getting me from point B back to A because you fuck it up big time, that's not nice. That's not what you promised me. Right? So like screw you. I'm going with Paul. Paul should sponsor the show, not Cebu Pacific.
Correct.
Unless they pay us like Barbara, how much should Cebu Pacific pay us if they sponsor the show?
I never think
10
about
million
these
a month?
I never think about these things.
Fuck you, Cebu Pacific. Pay me 10 million. I say nice things about the airline. But right now, you just suck big time.
All right.
And
okay.
That's the reality, man. I mean, everybody can vouch and support me when I say you guys.
With my limited knowledge of Cebu Pacific, I tend to agree with the guy.
Okay.
Screw your airline, man. Right. It's a
so
worst.
Have you got
a lot of experience and a little experience. It's the same.
I've had so much fun with Paul. And then it was a trip where I picked the right hotel with a good breakfast for like the whole time I was there. So it was okay, save for like the reclamation project I was looking out for in the morning because it's
right in front of you.
But it's in a complete stop.
Yep.
Because that's the mandate lately. But the breakfast is really good and the airline is on time. And it's good. It's good. I mean, it makes you forget about Cebu Pacific and how bad the service was.
So have you gotten it out of your chest?
Yeah. It's out.
Okay.
It's out.
Okay.
It's good.
All right.
It's
good.
So,
I was on Reddit. Well, I'm on Reddit.
Reddit. Yeah, me too. Me too.
What's your name? You fucker.
NSFW.
No.
Because of NSFW?
No.
That's the only reason why you're on Reddit, man. Unless you got those techie things explaining to you.
I got this entry on Reddit, and then some guy put in an entry or put in a response, and the guy's name is Kuya Boo. It's like, what the fuck? Your name is oddly familiar. Jesus.
Yeah, they replied to you.
Okay. NSFW. That's the reason why I'm
so funny. Do you know what subreddit we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like, saan tayo makakahanap ng FUBO dito?
What the hell?
And you responded to it.
And I responded appropriately. I go like, are you talking about the apparel shop or are you looking for a fork buddy?
See, that was you. Jesus
and
Christ.
And then did anybody else join in a conversation?
No, I mean, anybody who posts saan tayo makakahanap ng FUBO dito is not going to be talking about the apparel.
I'm just saying it was supposed to be funny. And it is funny.
Did anybody join in the thread?
I haven't.
Nah, I won. There were some who answered.
What was that? Like the boring, usual boring
the
stuff?
The usual, like, I'm available, mail to, like, mail
what
to
the
for.
Fuck?
Yes.
To for male, looking for females.
No. You see me named Tank Gunner, you think I'm a female, you fucking idiot.
Now, what I'm supposed to say about Reddit is that.
Reddit, I'm there for NSFW and some techie things. Like, you know, you got some questions. Usually Reddit gives you, like, the thread.
The thread.
Where you get the explanation, and it helps a lot. So,
yeah, like
that's
earlier.
That's why I maintain a Reddit account because of that.
Like earlier, or was it last night? Because I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep last night. So,
what's
there was this, a subreddit entry called Cagayan Has Let Me Down.
Oh.
And she was complaining about she went out to the mall and then service was bad and I was only paying but though parang masungit pa rin when she gave me the change parang tinapon lang I mean how hard is it to be nice to your customers and then she was in a restaurant and then you know like the usual shit I complain about it's just there.
Maybe you look like the owner of them. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
So,
delete. Mark it. Mark.
No.
Boop.
Sam.
I didn't even get that.
Anyway.
I pretend not to get that.
So I replied to him like,
sorry about
I
that.
Have, so I replied to go like, look, I'm from here and I have the same sentiments.
Okay.
Right beside it is another establishment that does not advertise, but it's still good. The one that sells the
Ensaymada.
What's the name of that place?
In front of the Barangay Hall. I can't even remember the place.
That's the only place that sells Ensaymada that does not advertise, but everybody knows that it's good.
I'm not saying.
Say it.
I don't want to. A lot of people were. It's hard enough to get the ones that I get because that I wanted because it runs out early.
Okay, so right beside Oven Sesame is that place that sells Ensaymada. You buy their Ensaymada, you're not gonna regret it. I don't even remember the name of the place, but I know that if I want if I have the craving for Ensaymada,
about puto? What's the best puto in Cagayan? I think it's Raipons.
Raipons.
That's the best puto in town.
Oh, that's so a really good name for puto.
Yeah. It's a
Raipon.
Oh yeah, puto,
puto, and everything that goes along with it. Why the heck are you laughing, Booby?
Nothing.
Because that puto is good, puto man. That puto is good.
Puto, what's what?
Yeah, we're talking about good food in Cagayan, anyways. Raipon's puto.
Raipon puto. What do you?
Yeah, try it out.
Why are you trying to control yourself? What?
I hate being the only sober one. You know that.
What? We're talking about food.
It's not talking about food.
Okay. It's what do you want to talk about?
From talking about food.
Raipon puto is the best.
Okay. So extra cheese, baby. They have this variant. Have you tried that? The raipon puto with extra cheese? Oh, man.
Always. We always get that.
I'm still in search of the best dinuguan to pair it with, by the way. Unless you tell me now which one. I go tomorrow. I'll tell my wife. My wife's like, not doing anything, by the way.
It's not great, but Josephus has,
good. You know, what?
Josephus has
that,
a good.
There's that place outside the cinema in Limkit Kai before that serves good puto. I think it's owned by the Palas. No, it's not?
Outside. Oh, the Corner Cafe?
Yeah.
They don't really make them. They're just like a concessionaire.
Mm. It is?
It's like, you know, consignment.
So where's the best dinuguan?
Josephus has a good dinuguan. I like it.
Where's that?
Unless you're talking about my...
Mm-hmm. Anywhere.
Unless you're talking about my uncle's dinuguan, which I really trust because, you know... But then again...
See, but then again, my dinuguan is different from your dinuguan.
Do you slice the green sili along with it?
No, but... Okay. See, because I'm used to do... I'm used to the kampangan style of dinuguan,
so
which is
walang lamang loob.
We'll which is a little bit sour.
Cook the dinuguan and walay, well, the puto.
It's not lamang loob. It's not awful.
You want us sober in one of the episodes? You want us sober in one of the episodes? You cook dinuguan, we'll bring raipon puto. We'll have that and brewed coffee.
Hey, Goldilocks is a good dinuguan.
Goldilocks is closed because she's not having her period right now. So... It's not available, man. I'm telling you. Not good.
No, what I'm saying is as dinuguan goes.
Check it out once a month. Nah, forget it.
As dinuguan goes, Goldilocks has a good product.
No, we trust you because you don't have your period every month. So when you say you cook it, you source it from somewhere else. So that's good. So that's the only way to go.
I still find it funny, though.
For us to come up with like a sober episode? Yeah.
I still find it funny.
What is funny? The raipon puto?
No, the Goldilocks and the dinuguan. Goldilocks is known for their paste, their cakes, and their breads.
And Goldilocks got her period once a month. Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden,
that's why she sells.
It's
pulburon until the mom decides. Let's sell your dugo.
To your point about Goldilocks, it's a little bit on the salty side, but you know it's okay.
I don't know why I like it. It's
probably you like Goldilocks' blood? Really? Her dinuguan?
Sabadista.
Well, me too, but you know, it's not consistent. I mean,
Sabadista.
So yeah, the only way you get us in the show
is
the dinuguan, we'll bring the puto for you.
In fairness, Josephus has a good dinuguan.
That's the way things have been going for the past couple of decades. You bring the Goan, we'll bring raipon puto.
Mm-hmm.
No, it used to be Soriano's puto, not raipon.
Or the puto in that cemetery up in Bulua, and then they stopped selling. I was like, what the hell? That puto tastes better than raipon, by the way.
What puto in the Bulua?
Near the Balsamar area, the Green Hills area.
Some.
Yes.
No, seriously. There was just one time.
There's a puto outlet there.
When I was working for Teleperformance, I used to go out of drinking binges after shift. So there was this one time when I had a drinking binge and then they decided like, okay, so since it's payday, let's go ahead and splurge, right? So what's the best way to splurge? Go to a place where you can pay a fixed amount and you got eat all you can. Right behind...
The morgue.
Yeah.
Oh, the one in Cosmo.
Behind that.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. They have good food.
Eat all you can.
I know. They have good food. Yeah.
And I was having fun until somebody mentioned that. Cosmo's Do you realize that we're just behind the Cosmo morgue and I lost all my appetite, I'm telling you.
No, but even if I knew, because I know it was good.
Yeah,
it is good. That's not the point.
I know, but if you're too overly sensitive, I mean, come on, Jess, you're not a millennial.
I ate already by the time that I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, but after that, you felt uncomfortable. Like, how bad could it be?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, I slept.
Yeah, so, you go.
Yeah, because you're probably drunk after.
Yeah.
But yeah. Ah, man, food right now sounds like a good idea.
It's a good big idea.
Anyway, so there's that, and we talked about airlines, and we talked about don't trust Cebu Pacific. Not yet anyways. I mean, they could improve, their services. Who knows? That's fine.
You want to talk about priests this time and what they should do?
Well, do we get like a recent spike in priest thingy again?
No, but because me and Jesse went to a funeral recently, and then the
eulogy, officiating priest was sensitive to.
No, I know, but the officiating priest was a little
insensitive.
So here's my thought. I mean, a little tactless. You go to a church, you know, what the heck is a church to you? Mm-hmm. And I go to a church. So let's say the deceased, you know, died under mysterious circumstances.
It happened, like, with my mom's cousin, my uncle.
Yeah.
He was known to be a womanizer. Like, he has, like, four sets of kids,
okay.
Right?
Okay, let's say, for example,
the priest bring it up?
No,
right?
Exactly. So that's my point. The point is this. So let's say, for example, you were really, by any standard...
Living in sin.
You womanizer... Uh-huh. Killed yourself, mm-hmm. did a whole lot of evil stuff that everybody knows about.
Priest on your to wake, bring it up.
On your wake, are you going to get a priest who is going to have second thoughts about officiating? Mm-hmm. Number two, are they going to talk about why the person inside the coffin is not going to go to heaven?
You stay away from topics like that.
What if you get a priest that does talk about those stuff?
And he lost the memo somewhere because you're supposed to celebrate life.
Because I found out later.
Celebrate the life of the guy or somebody.
I found out later that because he was old and I didn't really recognize him because he was old. But he was the exact same one senior that I screamed at during when I was about to get married.
Because of some paperwork?
Because of some paperwork. I mean, he gave me the runaround for 3 days, only to tell me on the third day that, if you can't really do it, we have a fee, and you just pay for that, and it'll be taken care of. I go like, what the fuck? You should have told me that on the first day. I would have paid it.
Yeah.
It's no problem. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you don't understand because the sacraments, it's not there for you to, it's not there just because it's there. It's there because, you know, as your Christian life goes, you know, you go through stages and you can't go.
Why did you not go back to God?
He said Christian life.
I know. It was like,
I know it's Catholicism, shit, but Christian Catholics, one of the same. Right. Don't get me started. What I'm saying is, you know, they hold
what? The whole?
They hold so much and they hold so much they hold dearly to their rituals and processes that sometimes, you know, they could be insensitive to certain things. Like, it wasn't our fault to begin with, because that they don't have the confirmation certificate of my wife.
I wasn't confirmed.
But you're not Catholic.
I was a Catholic.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter to you now.
Get a Jesus to marry you.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. If you wanted to get a church wedding, then it has to be.
Because your wife wanted a church wedding.
No.
You wanted a church wedding.
Excuse me?
What the fuck? So why did you get a church wedding?
My family wanted a church wedding. Because it would look weird, though.
Anyway.
So anyway, so I go like, you know what? I understand, you know, you can't go through marriage without going through confirmation. You can't go through confirmation without going through First Communion. You can't go through First Communion without going through... confession. You can't go through confession without being baptized. It's a process.
Am I gonna get into trouble because I'm gonna fight with priests whenever in the far future? I'm saying this intentionally. In the far future, if you guys are gonna get married, I'm gonna get into trouble because some priest does not want to go through certain steps with you.
It's not that they don't want to go through, because you have not gone through the process. The steps.
Some priest is going to get stoned while he's doing the sermon.
Yeah, so that was my point.
Right, have you got confirmation?
I understand why.
Well, who, me?
Yeah.
I think I did. I can't remember.
Did an old guy with a pointy hat slap you?
I think so.
Oh, then you got to confirmation.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Whatever, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I understand and I appreciate the fact that they hold these rituals dearly. Because it's something sacred. The sacraments are sacred to Catholics.
Whatever.
I'm just saying it's sacred to them.
Whatever.
So you can't jump around. Like, you can't go through. You can't.
Okay. All right.
You can't get married without going through communion.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is, they should have told me to begin with that there was a fee. Because like
a fee, that's a classic.
I know
the Catholic Church and the fee
and the fee. And this is how he said it. And this is the funny part. This is how he said it. Oh, kung wala kita'y mahimo,
bayad.
Wala kita'y mahimo na amay fee.
And then all your problems go away.
And then that's when I just lost my top. And then I forgot.
Don't you realize the fact that this is funny and infuriating at the same time, the fee?
And then it was just lost on me that I was talking to a Monsignor, which is like one of the top honchos in the Catholic Church in our setting. So I go like... And then it just, so he had to, like, you know, he complained to my uncle, so apparently he knows. And then he goes like, oh, ibang bagubangko, tarig ulo. Alala, dili mo init ibang ulo.
So, the last
thing... And this was something that I did not want to go through because I knew it was going to be a problem.
The last encounter that I had with something similar, well, it's not similar, but it's, well, it's close to that. Well, I'm not really close to the family, but if a member of the family, let's say, for example, killed themselves and... That or that's the consensus. You know, the consensus. And then you were invited to officiate the mass. Jesus Christ, for crying out loud, don't talk about Judas and how he quits with a freaking thing that a person lying in a coffin.
But you have to remember
did.
But you have to remember even as recent as what, 40 years ago, they wouldn't even have gone to a church.
No. Yeah. I,
you know what I mean?
I know. But damn.
Like,
I mean,
like my mom's cousin, well, he didn't off himself, but he was known to be, you know, he had like four sets of kids. So
give the person when he died, some rest, Jesus.
When he died,
Christ.
The parish priest of Balingasag wouldn't allow
Blingtown
wouldn't allow him. Wouldn't allow the family to hold a mass in
because the priest knew that he doesn't believe in God. Because
everybody knew that he had like four sets of kids and he was living in sin with the last one, apparently, you know, adultery and all that crap.
All right.
So it took my grandmother to go to the parish.
Talk to them.
And talk to them like, kulang na lang mayingon ng lula. Do you know how much I've spent here?
Send him to heaven.
So he relented, but there wasn't the mass, but he was allowed to go in. So we had a service, you know, there were the usual prayers and the eulogies, and but you know there wasn't the mass. But then again, you know, my uncle wasn't even that much of a Catholic to begin with, so it was okay that there wasn't that they didn't have a mass for him. But contrary to popular belief, or as you what you might think, this was not the reason why I am what I am because of this. This is not.
Okay.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
Well, take your word for it. tell you. Go right ahead.
Because a lot of people think that. Because especially from my side of the family.
Let me get in your bathroom and laugh, but hey, do you, man?
I'm just saying that a lot of people, especially my family members, those who are not really close to me, they still think that gisapot lang daw ko sa simbahan. It's not that.
Okay.
This is not the reason why.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Move on. You were going to say?
It's better than the alternative.
Unless next weekend we'll talk about why you left the church and Sean... The ultimate power and decided.
Haven't we talked about that enough?
Wait,
well, not the whole episode.
Can
you
name
want.
The priest?
Yes, we did. Twice.
Can you, really? Name, the, can you really? Name the priest that did the deed?
Yeah, let's do it again next weekend.
No. Okay, fine. All right, fine.
That will be fun.
No, but, you know, Reddit's fun. I'm just saying Reddit's fun.
Reddit's fun, yes.
Yeah. Even without the... not safe for work thing. It's much more better. I find it fulfilling more than it fulfills my.
Yeah, and you can hide your name, but in your case, you refuse to.
I don't hide my name.
Me okay. too. I never hide my name.
I never hide my name.
I was given a choice. I was given a choice. So yeah, you know, yeah.
I'm,
that's okay.
I'm just all over Reddit, but. Well,
another thing that just came out. Another thing that just came out is this. I wonder if you can relate, but I wonder if this is going to be important in the Philippines. But the paternity test being made
mandatory
is, I think, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big deal.
I mean, because, like they said, being a mother is a matter of fact.
Mm.
Being a dad is a matter of faith.
Yeah,
I,
correct.
I agree.
And it's the only.
I agree.
The only person that has 100%
to make it a matter of fact paternity test.
Yeah, and the only person who has 100% visibility on the truth as far as the
mom.
It's the mom.
It's the mom. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What brought this about?
Paternity fraud. I mean, if I say that this is your kid and you're going to pay for child support for the next 18 years.
It's mandatory.
It's quite rapid.
Yeah, so let's say, for example, after 18 years of paying for child support, I have a medical condition, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get the nearest donor. I go to you.
And then you found out that you're not.
Because you're already getting my kid.
The thing is, do you get a rebate?
According to the law, yes.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Where do you get it from? The mom or the kid?
The mom.
What if the mom is dead?
Then the mom goes to prison. Oh, if the dead?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Estate of the mom, I guess. I don't know.
And that's the reason why when before signing the document that says that you are the father, the birth certificate.
You got to demand and request for a paternity test.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's fair enough for me.
And
but this is only in Tennessee.
That's not really good enough.
That's only in Tennessee, but it's okay. The minute that somebody signs a similar law like that.
All right, so who's against it?
Remember the rainbow thing? It's all over the world now.
Yes, because
it started somewhere.
Because it's a gift. And if you have a child, it's a gift. You should take it.
It's a gift. It's a gift, all right.
And you know how things are in the States. If a state signs a law, a new groundbreaking law, then the other states are bound to. They're not required to, but
some of them might follow.
Yes, yeah. They will follow. And Tennessee is the first one, and it's not an insane law. I mean, it's not something like I'm going to stop
That's
you from.
It's practical, actually.
It's a very practical thing.
Those who are opposed to it, what are their reasons they are opposing to? They're opposed to it.
Because a baby is a gift.
Because they haven't been wearing a rubber the last 10 years.
A baby is a gift.
No, they don't.
No, but why are they opposed to it?
They haven't been
why are they opposed to the paternity test?
Because they're having
no logical
argument.
They're
wearing a rubber in the last 10 years.
No logical argument.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's going to go on. And the worst example is just one tweet. Somebody tweeted up, mm-hmm. A baby is a gift, and whatever happens, mm-hmm. You should be thankful that you were given the gift of the baby.
No, excuse me.
Yeah, but no. I can understand the whole paternity thing, especially when it comes to not being with the mom. And then, because I know of one nurse in New York who got in trouble.
Because?
So he got, there was, he got it on with some Dominicana.
Female from the Dominican Republic. Okay. And then?
And so she got pregnant, and as she was about to give birth, then she goes like, oh, you're the father. You're the father. And then he denies it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't because I know I wasn't the only one.
And then?
Because I know I wasn't the only one. And, you know, we had the thing. It was like a...
Something happened between you two?
Huh?
Oh, something happened, yeah.
No, it was a.
What do you mean you're not the only one?
No, he told the guy. Oh, he told the girl, like, I'm not the only one.
Oh, okay.
So I refused to acknowledge that this is my kid.
Okay.
So she sued him.
Mm-hmm.
Judge ordered a paternity test because that's the easiest thing to do. And then, of course, he agreed because he was confident that it wasn't his.
Mm.
Only to turn out that it was his.
Okay.
Now, because he refused and a court case was involved, the state controls the child support.
Okay.
So whatever he makes,
35%.
It goes to the state. The state disperses it to the kid.
Yeah, that's not fine. That's fine. What's happening right now is that before you even sign the birth certificate as, you know, acknowledging that the child is yours,
they require paternity. Which I think is fair enough.
Whether you like it or not, you have to sign.
It
raises all doubt.
It raises the doubt.
Yeah. So whatever succeeding legal things that are going to happen, like whether or not you should pay child support, how much, it's going to be moot already because it's proven that it's yours.
It's yours. Yeah, that's
right.
Sure.
So that's a good start. I'm hoping something similar is going to happen to the Philippines. Actually,
well,
I mean,
true.
Why sign a legal document committing yourself to the welfare of the child for the next, what, the entire life of the kid?
Based on faith.
I mean, you know, how much is it? It's a cheap test.
Probably as cheap as the COVID test nowadays.
Yeah.
No, can't be.
But it's still cheap.
Well, it's not. Yeah, well, it's not prohibitive, but
it's something that raises the cloud of
the
doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like for example, my daughter.
Which one?
No, no, because I always because my youngest daughter is like, there's no visible trace of me in you. It's all your mom.
That's true.
What'd she say? It's like, I demand a paternity test. You fucking idiot.
No.
I have other things to worry about.
She got something from you.
What?
She got your nose.
And she goes, giving me all these problems. I'm trying to survive in school. Now you're wasting my time.
And then my wife goes like, okay, let's get a paternity test. But here are my conditions. If it's proven that you're the daddy, I was like, no.
I don't want to find
because
out.
I am going to lose.
There you go.
I'm not going to find out.
That's the thing. Once it's proven it's yours, I get this and I can demand this. I'm like, okay, fine. It's my kid.
Not again.
Matter of faith, I'm down with it. It's all good.
Yeah, but it's a very sad thing when, you know, talking about certain communities in the States and they would like complain. I mean, they've been paying for at the minimum in cases that I've listened to four or five years.
Yeah,
paying for child support and then finding out later that
they're not the one.
The dad. I was like, man,
that sucks.
They're not the sperm donor.
That sucks.
And there's just even a case where there's two kids. So the mom acknowledged the fact that he cheated. So the guy said, okay, I'm the guy. I may be the father. I'm not 100% sure. So the paternity tests were done. And the guy who admitted to, who happens to be the friend of the girl is married to,
mm-hmm.
said, you know, okay, I cheated on you as a friend, and I cheat, you know, I screwed
got it on with her.
Yeah, not the dad.
Oh,
and okay, good. Okay, so he clapped his hands, and then the judge says, based on a paternity test, the dad, you are not the father. And I was like, what the fuck?
Damn.
So who's the father? And it's like, and the judge goes like, that's none of my business already. But you two are excused. You're done.
You're good.
See, this is why I miss Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
It's not a Jerry Springer thing. It was like a...
Yeah, I know, but this is why I miss Jerry Springer.
Because we got to take everything on faith.
Yep. That's how it is.
No, we have to admit, sometimes it's unfair. I mean, no matter how much you look at it, it's not fair.
It is, so, yeah.
like there's this movement now in the U.S. and some other European countries, wherein because once a couple gets divorced, 80% of the time it's the kids always go to the mom.
Yeah.
No matter what she did, it always goes. The kids always go.
Up until a certain age, according to Philippine law, I think it's up.
No,
up
that's
until the
Philippine
age of
law.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I'm most
putting
like
context,
most cases in the U.S. It always goes to the mom, and the mom has jurisdiction on how much she can demand on how much child support she's getting. Mm-hmm. And then they come up with this shit they call like, oh, because I'm used to a lifestyle that I'm used to this particular lifestyle.
All right.
And then the kids are enrolled in private schools with nannies. And then the mom actually makes it out, goes out of her way to drum up all these expenses.
And a couple of months later, buys a Louis Vuitton bag.
And it's rampant over there because I've seen it myself. Because as I worked in that dry cleaning store, sometimes some customers you get a little familiar with and close with it. And sometimes we talk, and then sometimes they unload their
problems.
Shit on you. Like, why do I feel like I'm a bartender?
I've worked with somebody in the healthcare industry. I worked with I doubt he's going to be listening. She's going to be listening to this, but her name was Carmen. So she pays alimony to the dad,
to the husband,
because the kids are with him.
Oh,
ever since. I mean, knowing Filipino culture, that's unthinkable.
She's not Filipino.
She's not. She's African American.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
Because she pays more, one. Number two.
No, she makes more. That's probably why.
I mean, yeah, she makes more. Number two, she intentionally volunteered or,
left the kids with him.
Left the kids with him.
Because you're focused on your career. I can understand that.
The career was not worth it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I can understand that. Some women are just not. They just choose not to.
Why have kids?
Not all women want to have kids. I mean, you should.
I understand that fact, but the question is,
we should know that
even
by
if
now.
You even if you don't, why have kids?
Push comes to shove, sometimes you forget. Like, why did you have a kid after 15 years? You forgot.
But you stood by your decision.
Yeah, what I mean is, stuff happens.
So stuff happens and then you just let...
It's not like we have abortion in this country, so you can't.
Even if I have a choice, I made a decision not to. I mean, let it go? I mean,
well, for
kill it?
Having enough kids at home to remind you to stay away from photo lab, I guess.
Speaking of photo lab, somebody brought it up. Don't you know that you're going to be charged a whole lot of money after 3 days?
No. Well, yeah. There's workarounds.
What is the workaround?
You get your shit done before 3 days.
No, here's the thing. This happened to me. I subscribed
to PhotoLab.
Not a PhotoLab. Duolingo. I was trying to learn a language.
Okay.
And I forgot to
unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe, and I asked for a refund. I got it.
Okay. Good
okay.
For you.
And that's Duolingo. But here's the thing: Duolingo was 30 days. PhotoLab is
three days.
Can you unsubscribe? How can you make a can you make a photo AI generated image within 3 days if you don't subscribe?
Dude,
or
you're done in a couple of minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right. Here's the thing with PhotoLab. My take on this one is, if a lot of people tell you you look pretty and nice, that means you're pangit, and it's a big mistake why you subscribe to PhotoLab.
Then
if you're nice looking, there shouldn't have been a big difference between your original picture and the PhotoLab version.
Thing.
Just like the way you notice celebrities put out these photos, there's a small difference. When you're pangit,
then
your photo lab version is so guapa.
Can I get to mention one name? No.
No.
No, I can't. No. Okay, good.
I'm yeah, but you know, just
a friend
up,
of mine.
Just a wake up call. If everybody tells you, "No, guapa kayo kadiri and everything,"
that means you're ugly.
That means you made a mistake.
No, a friend of mine, barkada sa mundi Luloy. He has a photo lab thing. Mm-hmm. I go like, "Dude, what the fuck?" It's just the way it goes now, just because you have a new girlfriend and all. Then you join the bandwagon? No. Or did you lose a bet with your new girlfriend and then she goes like,
decided to go photo lab. Yeah,
and then, you know, you can't say no to a photo lab session with the girlfriend. And then he goes like, well, dapat makikuan every now and then kuratun din mo yung mga friends sa Facebook. I'm like, nah, dude. I mean, you're not bad looking. I mean, what gives?
And that's besides, okay. If you're not bad looking, no,
what I mean
a
is,
difference
what I mean
I gave a couple of, I gave a couple of comments to somebody who essentially looked the same way that they look.
That means
they're pretty.
Okay,
yes, I told them there's no change. You there's still no change. Look the same. This that is you.
Wrong. But if there's a big
except for
change,
that one that I sent you.
Which one?
The one I sent you. Big after change. This, did ako busalig at ipotulam.
Even after full AI, you still look mediocre. That's a big problem.
If the best your photo lab can do is look mediocre, it tells a lot.
Yeah, I know. Or when people praise you because guapa kayo kasi picture, and then the personal nobody gives a shit about you, you made a mistake. Meaning, but they kag na wong. Guapa ka sa photo lab.
Okay.
I was just laughing at Thea when she made the observation. Like, it's a good thing that none in this group actually did the whole photo
yeah,
lab.
Exactly.
I was like, why?
Exactly. Why?
Why would you even think that?
Yeah.
Here's a tip. If you did a photo lab of, or you admired a photo lab of how you're, oh, how the person that you like look like in photo lab, I got a better example. Go to the person's house, 7 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Bring back breakfast, or you know, you don't have even have to bring breakfast. If you like what you see, go.
Exactly.
Right. 7 o'clock in the morning. No, no false eyelashes. No makeup. No nothing. If you like what you see, go ahead. Forget about the what kind of breakfast does she know how to cook. Forget.
Because I remember
that.
A couple of years ago,
those things can be taught.
Because I remember a couple of years ago that this whole reface, there's this app called Reface. You remember that? Where you where you cartoonify yourself.
Aren't you, you know, yeah.
That one I can understand. Because, you know, it turns you into like a Disney character with your caricature. I mean, it's a caricature of you.
Oh, Jesus Christ, if I turn myself into a Disney character, I'd probably look like Pluto.
No.
No, I mean, you know.
Okay. No, what I mean is, it's not, I mean, it doesn't look that bad because it doesn't really change your face too much. And it's not like it literally turned you into an anime. You know what I mean?
That was better than the ones going on right now.
Right now, it gives you the illusion.
It
gives
you
the illusion, like, look, if you work on yourself, you could be this.
No.
You could
be this, no.
With enough surgery, you could be that.
Surgery, yes.
Not enough surgery. I mean, these people on Photo Lab lost 50 kilos, not pounds.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
That's not possible for somebody who eats a lot every day.
Did I mention a name?
No.
Forget about it, man.
Fuck it.
It's not good, is
what
it?
What I'm saying is, like,
good.
There was, like, what was that, 2 weeks ago? A week ago, 2 weeks ago, where everybody was just into this whole photo lab. They're like, why is my feed full of...
I swear to God, my
like
feed
people I
that.
Hardly
I
know.
I deleted everything. Whenever I see that, I just delete. It's like, I don't want to say anything. I just delete. I just click X.
And then that naturally I complained to some of my friends, right? And then they go like,
No.
It's not that.
I swear to God.
The people in photo lab are older than us. Actually, so nagtinigo lang. No, I don't think so, man.
Like, if you have your photo lab thing up, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's just it's funny to me. It's and part of me is a little sorry that you did it.
It's not flattering.
Yeah, it's not flattering.
But yeah, my take on that one stays the same. If it's not a big difference between your original picture and photo lab, fine. I mean, you know, nobody's gonna pick on you, or probably like tell you there's not much difference, that means you're nice.
Good. Yeah.
Because photo lab, nice. The whole point of that thing is to make you look better. If somebody says, oh, this is way better.
You look good. Nice. It's like,
take it as an insult.
Yeah.
Hello. That's
I think
insult.
They don't realize that. I think none of them realize that.
Now they do because of this episode.
Now, actually, they live on that. They feed on the fact that somebody will give them a compliment.
Even in schools, your little kids get more likes for a competition. Schools get to that.
Yeah,
shape.
Why? Where, how did that happen?
Your little kids have a competition and parents ask you to like.
Yeah, like, oh, like this post of my kid.
Yeah,
that's sad.
That's sad.
They shouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
They shouldn't even encourage kids to be on social media.
They shouldn't encourage kids to have a social media account.
That's what I'm saying. And then now they encourage...
Kids should stay away from the internet.
And then right now they're just encouraging kids to like, oh, use social media to your advantage, kids. You know, the more likes you get, you might win this contest.
I mean,
I remember before when it comes to beauty contests in schools, it's usually like, oh, who gets the biggest donations?
Mm-hmm.
I can get that. It's always like a popularity contest. Like beauty contests are popularity contests.
Who's your Panlilio? What do you expect?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's not unheard of because it's a popularity contest. Mm-hmm.
Can you bleep that out? I actually said your last name.
It's okay. Everybody knows my last name.
Okay.
Mr. Christmas.
What I mean is,
like, you remember that? Remember there was a time, right? Like, you know, you join like a beauty contest, like a pageant, and then they give you envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they go like, you know. Then at the end of the tally period, which is about a week or two, you know, you have your talent portion and all that, and then they still tally how much money you get.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I mean, it's not like the end all be all of the criteria. It's still like a percentage of points, how much money you got. Yeah, like if you got the most, then they get the whole point. And then if you got like your second or third, then you got like it's a tier system.
That's actually one of the memories that I have when I was in elementary. And then my female friend was so worried about not winning it because she doesn't come from a well off family, and then all the rest were. But she was the prettiest in my eyes, and I was like, so at this point in time, you know, just before we were dismissed from class, she was so worried about it that I actually said, when I was in elementary, I don't care what the result is. Among all the candidates, you're the prettiest.
Yeah.
Of them all by far. So, probably because I wasn't able to give enough cash to help her out, but whatever the case
was.
So
you mean to say when you look at her, you had a stiffy?
No. She was friend zoned actually by that time.
Oh, okay.
So even in college, she was friend zoned.
You were friend zoned.
I was friend zoned, and I friend zoned her because of the fact that we've been
neighbors.
Schoolmates since we were in elementary.
Oh, that's a long time.
I think I know who you're talking about.
No, a different one.
A different one.
So yeah, so I told her, I was like, even if you're gonna lose, you're gonna fall in last place, just remember, your friends are going to think that you are the prettiest, and we cheered for her when the tallying was done and she was in third or fourth place. I forgot, and we were cheering for her. I was like, look at the winner. You know, you're a far cry from, you know, the winner is a far cry from what you look like. Jesus Christ. Exactly. So
yeah.
I mean, it was an honest evaluation. I was like thinking about that, and I was like,
yeah. And then right now, it's like I said, you know, like right now, it's still technically it's still a popularity contest. I mean, it is a popularity contest.
Yeah, but why would you if you got? Yeah,
but the thing is, what I don't understand is why
you got one pack and you get a post photo lab version of yourself with a six pack and long hair.
Can you imagine me with a six pack?
No, I can't.
No, see, there you go. I'd probably actually be carrying a six pack on one hand.
No, we're talking about beer, boo.
That's what I'm saying.
Forget about the beer. That's a six pack that we know.
Yeah. All right. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, like these days, like what Ryan said, you know, everything goes through Facebook now. Like, oh, like my son's, so he'll win in the science thing. Like, what does science have to do with Facebook?
I would just, you know, just prove that I'm a good friend. But
yeah, but what does your science project have to do with Facebook?
Nothing.
See, it was if it was like a pageant, a beauty pageant or something. And then you post like a picture of yourself, and they're like, "Oh, I'm." They asked me to join like an A1 kid for or something. Then fine, I could probably appreciate that. Like, all right, fine. It's easier than you know handing out envelopes because that's just like
that was old school,
back in the day. Hmm. So I mean, you don't make money out of it, but hey, you know, it's still a popularity contest, and then apparently likes are just easier to tally than envelopes of cash.
Yeah.
But, you know, any other thing, aside from a beauty contest or a pageant or some shit like that, what is your science project or your project in school have to do with the
likes that you get? But here's my warning. In about 3, 4, 5 days, if you're going to complain or you're going to rant on Facebook about being charged by PhotoLab, I'm going to share your post and laugh at you.
Like, don't you even read the fine print anymore?
Somebody actually stopped me. One of my good friends in Cebu said, "Jesse, stop it because I want to hear them rant." Yeah. Oh, your name is Catherine. She's one of the good ones.
No, what I mean is, you know, there are workarounds. I mean, yeah, as long as you get your shit done before the third day, who cares about that 3-day thing?
No,
and
no,
nobody cares about your shit on Facebook from PhotoLab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at it and I don't even say anything. Just look at it. I know it's not real.
No, here's the thing. Even if you don't subscribe, if you go for the what do you call that? A trial period, they're gonna charge you.
Mm-hmm. How? At the end of the day, pangit ka lang gyapon.
Correct. Especially if your name is forget it.
Wala.
No, I mean, and then there's after that, before this whole PhotoLab thing.
Everybody knows it was fake.
No, but before this whole PhotoLab thing, there was this thing they call...
fucking wake up early, go for a run every day. That's how you...
The 90s yearbook look.
Same thing.
Yeah, I know it's the same thing, right?
Burn some calories. That's how you do it, not PhotoLab.
PhotoLab.
What the fuck is everybody doing with PhotoLab, man?
Okay.
Go for a run, bitch.
They just want to...
trust you more if you do
they
that.
They just want to see what could be.
Then keep it to yourself. Don't post it. Because that's not you.
They want to see what people
look like. You're trying
to
convince everybody you could look like that, and yet you eat, what, like 10 extra rice and not go for a run? And you look like you ate your ex-boyfriend in the whole kitchen? And you expect us to imagine you being this thin somebody from PhotoLab? The fuck you thinking? PhotoLab what the fuck you talking about?
PhotoLab is a technology's way of beating your BMI.
It's a technology's way of reminding you not to make a mess out of making people believe you could look better when you can't.
Don't
eat. Because you don't even go out for a run.
Don't eat two cheeseburgers in one sitting.
Maintain less than 1,200 calories a day. Burn
Speaking
one five,
cheeseburgers.
And just go for a run. Well, cheeseburgers. Let's go to cheeseburgers.
Freaking.
What about cheeseburgers?
Freaking.
I was there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a good place.
Yeah, I know, but I was there this afternoon.
What? You changed the cheese?
No, they're still the same. They're okay. They're the same.
What the fuck is up with that sunflower thing anyways? There was a time everybody was posting pictures with sunflowers. Holy shit.
If you
obviously
have,
these people haven't been to Bukidnon.
If you have to, you know, make your food taste better by sunflowers in the background, you're fucked.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
What? Are we gonna talk about?
Say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night. Bye everybody. This is TNT.